Congratulations on being selected to advise the president and the nation on issues involving cancer.
Yeah, I'm very excited about this opportunity.
I read that your research mission is the conquest of cancer through innovation and collaboration, and I'm wondering, why conquer versus cure?
Because I think that we are making incremental steps in being able to make cancer into a chronic disease. And in many cases, I think patients are living longer and longer with cancer with fewer side effects from our treatments. So there'll be some diseases, I think, that we can actually cure, where others will become a chronic disease like diabetes.
So chronic versus fatal, I hate to put it that way?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you founded the University of Michigan Comprehensive Cancer Center in 1987. You served as the director for 27 years. Since then, you've become one of the leading experts on cancer stem cells.
Well, what we found is that many, if not most, cancers, all the cells are not the same within the cancer. These cancers have a small population of cells that have the properties of being the seeds of the cancer. We call these cancer stem cells. These cells also are what are responsible for causing the spread or metastasis of cancers. And the exciting thing is that we have now found although traditional therapies like chemotherapy and radiation therapy often are not able to eliminate these cancer stem cells, we are now developing new methods and new drugs to actually target these cancer stem cells. We hope actually that will result in much better patient outcomes and even cure of some patients.
How close are we to getting away from chemotherapy and radiation as a treatment for cancer?
Well, I think that several new approaches are going to revolutionize the way we treat cancer. One are these targeted therapies that are tailored to a patient's own tumor and genetic profile of the tumor. The second part is that within the tumor, we're developing these drugs that target cancer stem cells. There are now about 70 trials going on all over the world that are specifically designed to target cancer stem cells. The third area that is really, I think, going to revolutionize cancer treatment is harnessing the body's immune system to fight cancer. A number of researchers now, including in our cancer center and others, are developing new ways to actually have the body not only target the bulk cells in a cancer, but even target the cancer stem cells within a tumor.
We're talking to Dr. Max Wisha, just appointed to the National Cancer Advisory Board by the president. But you're doing this research. This is happening in our own backyard here in Ann Arbor.
Yeah, so I think we have one of the leading cancer centers in the country, but it's important to emphasize that this is a worldwide effort. We work very closely with cancer centers around the country and in Detroit and Carmanos and other cancer centers, Van Andel Institute on the west side of the state, and we really have to work together in this effort. That's why I'm so excited to be on the National Cancer Advisory Board to help coordinate all of the efforts in cancer research, both in this country and abroad.
Is cancer preventable?
Absolutely. I think what we're learning now is that when we understand how cancers may develop from normal tissue stem cells, we're going to develop new ways of being able to prevent cancer. We already know that lifestyle changes, including smoking cessation, weight loss, and exercise, reduce cancer risk. But I think added to those lifestyle changes, other specific kinds of dietary changes and maybe even some new drugs will be able to reduce the incidence of cancers and actually prevent them.
Can you give us any examples of the diet changes?
Well, our group has found that some of the dietary components in vegetables, especially in broccoli, a substance called sulforaphane, which is in broccoli, actually attacks cancer stem cells. Also, curcumin, which is in turmeric, which the Indians use in their diet, contains this substance, curcumin, which also can attack cancer stem cells. And we are now going to be doing some trials in using these dietary components to see if we can prevent cancer in some people who are at high risk to develop cancer.
So are you saying we should have broccoli for dinner?
I think it's a good idea.
All right. Well, we appreciate your efforts. And again, congratulations, Dr. Max Wisha, for being appointed to the National Cancer Advisory Board by President Obama. Feel free to check in with us anytime, and we're looking forward to you conquering cancer.
Thank you.